everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. That's out of Memphis, Tennessee. We're glad to have you joining us this evening. I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. Just for your information, anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. It's R-E-N-F-O-R-D. You have to put Renford in to get to our show. And it's live, or you can go into the archives, which is the on-demand section that's available shortly after the show finishes. And if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, all you have to do is call in, and that number is 347-838-9142. Now, if you have a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. And then press the one button, and Annie, the moderator, will get you right in. We have a special guest tonight, Chris Anderson. He is an astrologer and a tarot reader. He is excellent. He's been doing this for years. So I'm going to talk about him more. But right now I want to tell you all about all the different shows that we have on the network. And we have something every day of the week for you to check out. The first show comes on Monday, which is my show, is today. And again, this is at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the Cosmic Contact Show. The next show is Tuesday, the I Am Well Show. It's at 8 p.m. And that's hosted by Annamika. She's from Holland. And she has a large listening base. So a lot of people hear this show, so be sure and get online so you can get a reading. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 on Tuesday, and that's with Eddie Middleton. He's from Memphis, and he is also is a MUFON director for or director for MUFON, which is UFO sightings. Wednesday is the No Show. That's with Robert McMillan, and he talks about New Thought Movement. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that's on Wednesdays at 8:30, and that is hosted by James Renford Powell from Memphis, and he is the owner of the RBR Network, so he has a lot of good stuff, and a lot of good people on his shows, too. The Progressive News Weekly Show comes on Thursday at 5:30, and that's with Daryl Clark from New York, and then Friday, the Searchers Roadmap Show is at 1 p.m., and that's hosted by Rhonda Harrison. She's from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. She hosts a lot of shamans on her show. Very interesting show. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. and Google Bay from Boston. On Saturday, Soul Town, the Sound of Music, that broadcast at 3 p.m. is hosted from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. Sunday, again, the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m., and they reach a lot of people, both of these shows do, all these shows do. So you can get online and listen to anybody you want to all week long. But I want to tell you about my special guest this week, and his name is Chris Anderson. He's an intuitive counselor. He's a tarot reader of many years and an astrology chart casting. He has been doing these charts and reading cards for a long time. It's a great story. He is also a published writer and a healer. His background is in mystical Native American methodologies, that were taught to him in his youth by his grandfather, full-blood Tomi. Father with Tomi. Didn't say it right. Anyway, Chris, his Indian name is One Feather. He nurtures and supports his clients on both the physical realm as well as the metaphysical. Chris offers his wisdom and objective vision, often with immediately liberating outcome. He also has facilitated vision quests and naming ceremonies for those who would like to embrace the Native American spiritual ethic. Well, I want you all to know that I had a reading with Chris yesterday, and it was wonderful, and it was so right on. It was kind of like woo-woo, because it was everything, of course, I didn't even have to ask. He just told me what I was wanting, you know, what I was thinking, pretty much. And so I know that anyone who's on the show is going to really enjoy getting a reading with Chris this evening. And I'm going to bring Chris in so we can talk to him. Good evening. Hi, Chris.
Good evening. So how are things there on the West Seacoast?
Beautiful today. Warm, beautiful. Sun was out. Today was total rain, though. It was just like one of those all day long pouring down. But anyway, that's what's nice when we get some sunshine. So how about your weather? We're going to talk about the weather. Is it beautiful there in Chicago?
It's quite remarkable here. We went from a very brutal February to an extremely balmy month of March so far. It was around 75 degrees here today, which is somewhat unusual. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I said that is unusual for, I guess, for March. But,
it absolutely is. But that's, you know, what makes life so exciting here in this little planet floating around in the periphery of the universe. We seem to have a lot of things to keep us engaged and amused.
Well, do you have any thoughts about why our weather is so changing now and hot to cold to hot, you know, freezing, global warming? Is this, do you believe that, just like everybody else is talking about?
Oh, I think, pardon me, I think that may have a very minor effect on it. But, you know, I think that the human impact is much less than what all the current pundits are saying. I think that really we're just coming out of the last ice age. And if you go back and look at weather in the 1800s, peppered across New England, there were snowstorms around the 4th of July, the last week of June. So, you know, we have such a short frame of reference as far as our own personal remembrance and recall, because the oldest of us are, what, maybe 85, 90, 100 years old. And you go back 300, 400, 500 years and you see, you know, how there's an ebb and flow. So a lot of this negative dialogue floating around out there is just people who get lit up without doing their research, and they don't really look at, you know, historical fact as to what was actually going on 150 years ago or 300 years ago or 500 years ago. So it does have, you know, a minor effect, but I remember when St. Helens erupted, that had a, you know, very serious impact on the planet for a couple of years. So not only are we doing things, but nature is always doing things also, and we have to keep that, you know, in the front of our mind.
Well, I do believe, too, that we have an impact on the weather, just like we have an impact on everything, because it's energy, and it's whatever our energy is, that it's going to affect everything else.
Yeah, it's. I think it's more in intention than in actual doing, and I think that's something that, again, a lot of people, they bring it down to the level of physicality, and in reality, everything that we're experiencing is a product of thinking, you know. And, of course, how we think and what our intention is with our thinking crystallizes the world around us.
I agree with you. Chris, I want you to talk to us a bit this evening before we start reading about your work with the Native American, with your grandfather, and some things that, you know, that he worked with you with as a child. That would be fun to hear.
Well, my grandfather was full-blood Potawatomi, and he was, he and his brother were the first generation of our people that were relocated from, basically from the Great Lakes region all across the country and eventually landing in Oklahoma. So my particular group of Potawatomi are in Shawnee, Oklahoma, the citizen nation Potawatomi. And my grandfather was born in 1890. And as a child, I grew up listening to him tell me stories of, you know, how life was in Indian country back in the 1800s, early 1900s. And when he was 6 years old, he was removed from the family and taken to the Indian school in St. Joe, Kansas, and supposedly educated. Whenever he would try to speak our traditional language, you know, the good people at the school would beat him and all the other Indian boys, all the other Indian children. So there was a real focused effort to eradicate the Native American identity, especially in that time era from the 1860s through until the 1930s. The policy and the attitude of the U.S. government was to either force assimilation into the prevailing culture or else exterminate, you know, the existing population. So I grew up with a lot of, like I said, imagery being shared with me by my grandfather, and yet he had a strong recall and a strong ethic that was purely Native American. And we had dialogue up until I was 17 when he transitioned over. So it was something that was just a natural part of my environment. And actually, a lot of these things I just assumed everybody knew. And then as I've gotten older, it's been kind of interesting to discover how segregated we still are in this land, and the Native Americans are hugely misunderstood, I think, as an existing culture today, because Native America is alive and well, and we are going through a renaissance. A lot of people tend to think of us in the past tense as, you know, the people who lived here before this existing culture came into place. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, all of this, all of the tribes, whether it's Native American or Celtic or Aboriginal or, you know, everybody comes from a tribal origin, and all of the tribes have gone through their Holocaust of one sort or another. And so, you know, that loops into what my current major theme in my life is, which is working with A Course in Miracles. Because until we're able to confront and examine and forgive each other for creating the situations that we have around us today, we're really stuck in the past. And forgiveness is the key, the essential key, to bringing ourselves back into an evolutionary state and then ultimately advancing forward. So that's kind of, you know, a big part of my background.
Okay. Well, I love that, and I'm totally into the Course in Miracles. I think that it's something wonderful that anyone can take on. And, you know, really, I know myself that what blocks me is if I'm holding, you know, feelings towards someone where not forgiving. If I have any unforgiveness in me towards someone, I know that that's keeping me from my life from flowing, you know, from creating the way that I want to. I think so many people don't even realize that they're doing that. It's just such a normal thing. Well, I'm going to stay angry at them forever and never let that go, you know, because they did so-and-so.
Well, and as you start to really evolve with the Course or with any profound level of spiritual teaching, you come to the realization that there is, in reality, only one life that is expressed in infinite form and fashion throughout not only this universe, but a multitude of universes. And within that, a deeper part of our own subconscious is aware of the fact that there's really only one person here. And so if you have enmity and hatred for somebody, that loops back through the realm of the subconscious mind, and all those judgments that you're making are actually judgments that you're making against yourself. And once you start to, you know, sort that level of consciousness out and step into that early awakening as to the true identity and the true nature of life, you begin to realize that every time somebody cuts you off in traffic and you have a fit of rage, ultimately you bear the brunt of that yourself. So in order to make your own life better, it's good to become mindful of where you're at in your emotional range and how you're feeling about people around you, and then finding within yourself the willingness to disconnect, step back, relax, and practice forgiveness. You know, oh, he cut me off in traffic. Well, no big deal. The next time I'll probably unconsciously do that to him, and it all works itself out in the bigger scheme of things.
Well, you know, as you're talking, it is so funny. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll be with someone and they'll be, well, look at that way that person's driving. You know, it's probably a woman or it's somebody that's a senior citizen and they just don't know what they're doing. And, you know, we have all these assumptions, and then you pull up beside them and it's a man or, it's, you know, some kid or something. You're going, okay. So we're always assuming things are something away and they're not that way. So I've seen that a lot. And that, or maybe that's their nationality and, you know, they're this and that, and so they're not good drivers, you know, so to speak, if we're going to even just talk about that. But we do. Everyone does this all the time. Even I catch myself, you know, if I'm wanting to get through traffic and why is it slow or blocked or something, then I'm wanting to blame the person in front of me. Thank God I don't live in Los Angeles. Oh, my gosh, the traffic's terrible there.
It can be, absolutely. I'm originally from Los Angeles. I was born in Los Angeles and raised in Colorado. And I've lived, in Asia. I've lived in Alaska. I've lived up and down the West Coast, lived in the Midwest, spent time in Hawaii. And overall, I've arrived at that realization that, again, the only differences between us are the ones that we allow our ego to define. And that's really what diminishes all of us, is when we're operating strictly from the level of the ego and finding valid reasons to attack those who are around us. So it really is important to be able to recognize when the ego is out of control and on a rant, and then to just step back from it and, you know, not allow it to continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, while we're talking, I want to ask you now, I know you have published some books, and if you would like to, you can share the books that you are offering on your website. I want you to tell everyone how to get in touch with you. If you would like to share that information right now before we bring a caller in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my website is One Feather Journal. That's all one word. And it's onefeatherjournal.com. And I do have listings there of my, a lot of different activities going on with what I'm currently doing, as well as my book. I have a book that's kind of like The Da Vinci Code meets A Course in Miracles. It's a little bit of a romp. It's, based on that idea of conspiracy and all that sort of thing. And we basically have a pretty good time talking about that in the book. So that's one thing. And then I also have a book that I've written on the tarot cards. That one is called The Metaphysical Tarot Workbook. And a lot of people who pick that up and give it a spin say that it's, you know, gives them a new angle, not only on working with tarot, but also on just looking at the content of their lives and sorting things out and getting back to a grounded place where you're actually seeing the real truth of what, you know, what your life really consists of. And I think that's really the core of everything, is that we all have this illusion about our life. We all have our beliefs about our life. And really the foundation of our lives is based on honesty. When we can be truthful with ourselves about what's going on, then we can, you know, engage with our lives and engage with those around us in a non-conflictive manner and a healthy and transformational path unfolds in front of us.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a great book, one that I would definitely be interested in because I do tarot readings too, and I am going to check the book out. That's on my list. Okay. Well, that sounds great. Now, be sure, everybody, and get his website, onefeatherjournal.com, and if you want to go to his email address, it's wonefeather@gmail.com. If you want to send him a note or ask a question or something. But, Chris, are you ready to talk to someone? Let's bring Laura in from New Jersey. She's been on holding for a while.
Okey-dokey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi, Pam. Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my
good
call.
Good evening. Sure.
Hi.
So, do you have anything specific that you're looking at right now that you want to address with a little mini reading here?
Well, I would like to know what you see for a career, my career this year, and being able to purchase my house.
Okay. Well, the first card up is very, very optimistic. It's the Ace of Rods, which is that image of vitality, growth, and strength. So I would say as we're moving into April, you are going to see opportunity within that level of career start to open up and escalate fairly rapidly. It shows you're getting over some of your communication issues. The Page of Cups comes up, and that means that really a lot of times when you're communicating, you either withhold things or you're not being, you know, direct about things, and you'll discover that if you put a little bit more attention on just clear communication, that you're going to see things go through some very significant shifts, especially in May, June, and July, with doors opening with the career. The area around your home, it shows the Eight of Cups moving on to something different or something better. So I would say that right now, my suggestion would be to step back from what's going on within that area around your home and ask your higher consciousness, ask the divine within you to give you some insight as to what the next step is. Are you going to be staying there, or, you know, is it time to move on? All of us dread having to confront moving, but I feel like there is something about your current living environment that it really is some kind of a deeper level of blockage in the energy around there. So I do feel like there's going to be a new avenue or a new direction that appears. Could even be a career relocation that comes up for you that puts you in an entirely different set of circumstances. But I do feel like the finances are going to work themselves out this year. Money is going to be coming through, growth in the career. But I'm not getting a strong sense of the current home that you're in being the most ideal place for you. I think that a higher mind would like to put you in a different environment. So if you welcome that, then that transition will be a very nice, easy, graceful move into the next place that you're supposed to be.
I'm definitely ready for a move. I need to get my house, and it all hinges on my career moving forward this year, so I really am looking forward to some positive changes.
Yeah, I see new doors opening, and especially April I see as some kind of a like a series of options that show up for you that will give you the ability to make decisions about do I want this or do I want that. And I think that, you know, that's going to segue into a series of new opportunities coming for career growth. So by the end of the year, I think you're going to be feeling very good about where you're headed with your career and about taking on some new career identity things, kind of refining what it is you're doing and moving into a new arena of opportunity.
Oh, great. That sounds really good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Laura.
Now,
be sure to get back on the show next week because we always have some great people, but that was a wonderful reading for her. You know, that is what I love about this kind of work, is that people need to know, they need to feel that, hey, there is something, a future out there, and that I'm, you know, something good is coming my way. And anyway, that was great. We're getting people calling in now, so let's move along. I want to bring Sherry in from Ohio. She is our next caller.
Hi there.
Good evening.
Hi. Oh, good evening. Hi, and guess what? I have the same question as the first caller. Maybe that's
You probably won't get the same answer, though.
That's the good thing. I know.
Okay. Well, right now we've got the Star card coming up around you. You're moving into a period of pure potentiality. Are you thinking about redefining your career, moving into a new direction with your career? Because that's
a little bit to the left, yeah. It's the same skills, but yes, I am trying to get into a different type of environment, yes. Like, I am contracting right now. Like, I have a month assignment starting Wednesday. I'm contracting because it's decent money while I'm looking, but it's not, you know, not what I want to do. But yes, I'm looking for that right dream job. How's that? Yes.
Well, this is the year when you will be able to not so much discover it, but to crystallize it in your own mind. And
land
that
it.
Really is the key. Yeah,
let me tell you.
You've been kind of jumping from lily pad to lily pad over the last few years without really coming to a crystallized vision of what you want to be doing. The moon card comes up, and I always look at that as being Cancer time. So from June 20th to about July 21st, that's going to be a timeline that's very important for you. That's when there's going to be some new opportunities. And again, I'm getting a strong sense of a possibility of relocation coming up.
Kidding me. I own my home. I don't know. I'll be open-minded about that. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that the main focus of your career will permit you to work off-site, but I think ultimately you're going to be moving into a situation or a set of circumstances where you're looking around and, you know, redefining yourself and perhaps even taking some of the funds from your current home and putting them into creating an actual business, creating a company of your own. So, you know, that could definitely be something that comes up this year as one option.
I never even thought of that. Wow.
Yeah, overall, the final card around, the career development this year is the Ace of Cups. So, you know, you go back to that biblical statement of your cup runneth over. This is going to be a year when a huge amount of opportunity is going to be available to you. The really important thing is that you stay focused on exactly what it is that you're trying to define your career as being and bring that into realization in your life.
Okay. The location could also be moving to a different office. You know what I'm saying? That could be too. Moving. Oh my God. I'll just see what happens. I'll just take it day by day. How's that?
Absolutely, yeah. But I do see this as being a good year, and I do see some surprise options showing up for you, that things that you're currently not even really seeing on the radar screen yet. But but there will be opportunities for you to kind of segue into a whole different style of business, and I think that's going to become very dynamic and very exciting for you.
Okay. Thank you. And you said the end of June, July is going to be important.
Yeah, that's going to be a very important period for you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Be optimistic.
It was a wonderful reading. I know. Thank you, both of you. Okay?
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Sherry out of there. I'm going to bring Ivatar in. She's from Colorado. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Pam. Hello to you guests. This is Ivatar. How are you?
Very good. So what's going on in your universe right now?
Man, you don't have time. There's a lot going on in my universe. But the question that I want to ask is, where I live, I'm very, very connected to the land here. And I've been doing some work with the crystalline grids here. And I think the work that I'm doing here is supposed to continue, like, in different parts of the country. So I want to see what you're picking up about that.
Well, intuitively, I feel like there's definitely some kind of an anchor point that's west of you from where you currently are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of like, I got this image of like a starburst. It's like that's the emanating point of the energy that you're connected to and that you're working with. That may be all the way over as far as like Salt Lake City or, you know, somewhere in central Utah. But there's a, like a series of spider webs that run out from that particular anchor point. I see a possibility of your doing some traveling over the next year and a half to kind of acknowledge or to identify, you know, some of these significant cross points where it's this grid is being intersected by other energy flows. The strongest card that comes up around you right now is a chariot, movement, travel, and advance. The only thing that will really slow that down is your own inner hesitation. So you want to get past that tendency to engage in any kind of self-doubt. It's like, no, I'm being called to do this. It also shows the Four of Swords. Meditation is very, very important. And you do need to work on making that connection much, much stronger before you start to take action. So I would say April, May, and June is a time for doing whatever it is that you need to do to really get your anchor as far as the style, modality, the practices that you're working with. I also got a strong image of the star people around you. So there is definitely communication coming through from some of the cultures scattered around the galaxy, and they're using that network to try and bring a more enlightened vision into this realm. So you may be getting contact, or you may even, you know, notice, like looking up in the night sky, oh, well, what's that floating around there? Because it is going to be an interesting and adventurous year for you, but definitely stuff to the west is what you want to put your first round of attention on. And then there's a line that goes from there that ultimately kind of curves over and ends up down in Arkansas, and that's where another big vortex kind of energy is centered.
Mm-hmm. You
Does
mind
that seem to make sense?
Yeah, I wanted to know west, when you say west of Colorado, could that be Arizona?
Well, there's definitely, a connection to Arizona. But
mm-hmm.
I think the center of this whole grid is kind
mm-hmm.
of a surprise, because it's actually, look around St. George, Utah, in that region, because there's something between you, where you're currently located, St. George, Utah, and then it spreads out. You know, it goes down in through Sedona. There's another anchor point that goes up into the Pacific Northwest. So it's kind of all over the place. And
okay.
there are a lot of different areas where you can end up spending time that's going to be really, you know, exciting, eye-opening.
Mm-hmm. When you said spend more time, were you talking about meditation for April, May, June?
Yeah, definitely the meditation. But I also did get a strong sense that there's going to be opportunities for travel coming up this year on more than one occasion.
Okay. Because Arizona, you know, there's a big conference in Arizona, and I'm really drawn to go. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's people from all different cultures and backgrounds, you know, coming together to help Mother Earth, you know, and to help bring her into balance, you know, with her going through, you know, the ascension process. So I'm really kind of drawn to go there. It's quite expensive, but I've been really thinking about going to that conference this fall.
Well, it shows the Knight of Swords that, you know, you if you put your attention on it, you can manifest, ample funds to make that happen, because it looks like there's definitely a reason for your showing up at that event.
Yeah. And I've been invited to go to Bali this year, too, Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. That particular journey shows the Fool card. Very good. That's like taking a leap of faith, going off on an adventure without trying to control things. So it's like just go with it.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Avatar. That was great. I know, those are. I tell you, I love what you're sharing with these people. I think it's we need to know, and it's just to give us some direction, knowing that we are. You know, sometimes something will come in our mind, and we'll go, "Oh, should I do this? Should I do that?" And then we get a reading, and it says, "Yes, you can go toward that. It's going to work for you." That's the best. That's what we want to hear. I've got one more caller on the line. We've got about 20 minutes, so let's bring them in. It's Jill from Wisconsin. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Good evening, Jill. What
Hi,
part of Wisconsin
are
you? Really good. Okie dokie. So over on the other side of Janesville, or?
Correct.
Very nice. Yeah, I am familiar with that area. I used to live up by Lake Geneva, so.
Very close, yep. We've met before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've read for me once before. You're associated with a friend of mine.
Okie dokie. So what sort of specific thing are you looking at right now?
I don't really have anything specific. I was just wondering if you could, what you see in the near future for me, or if you could give me an area to focus on.
Okie dokie. Well, first card up for you is the King of Coins, which is a very earthy kind of card. Working on grounding, that's very important for you right now. The next card up shows Two of Rods, which is establishing a new direction. You know, the the Two of Rods, the imagery on this card is kind of like, it brings to mind somebody in a boat with their hand on the rudder, steering the boat. And apparently you're ready to start moving off in a new direction. You're ready to take a new tack. So it's going to be very important for you to do some evaluation as to what it is that, you know, really creates a sense of joy for you. It looks like it's going to be a very good spring. We have the Page of Cups, so relationships are going to be going through a positive shift. You may find new people showing up in your life unexpectedly, so that can be kind of exciting. And the Emperor, as we move into summer, it's time for you to really advance with some projects that you've been thinking about, but you haven't been doing the homework to actually engage. And I keep getting images around you of you having your hands in the dirt. So this year is going to be a very earthy kind of year for you. I think it's going to be one of those years where some really exciting opportunities start showing up for you. And so right now I would say the real issue is just concentrating your energy, just getting your energy flowing in a, you know, in a place of continuity. Because it looks like the last couple of years you've been kind of bouncing around all over the map emotionally and putting your attention on a lot of different things. And now it's time to really get that anchorage that you need to make your next big step.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think spring is going to be really good for you, but I think that the high point of the year is actually going to be closer to the holiday season as we move into November, December. I see some new people showing up in a very good way. So,
okay.
You know, that's going to be fun.
Well, that's exciting because I'm starting a new job in about another month here, so that could correlate to that. So that would be nice if that worked out that way.
Yeah, I think that the new career step is going to work out really nicely for you. So, and like I said, I think, you know, I keep getting this idea or this image you know, something going on as far as earthy dirt kind of energy, so getting reconnected to Mother Earth.
Okay. You know, it's funny because I garden every year in the summer. I wasn't going to. So
Yeah, I think this year you actually may want to go ahead and put in especially a strip of vegetables, because that may be something where getting that energy into your body of plants that you've nurtured can be really, really good for you.
Okay. All right, well, I will definitely get my garden started then.
I think that's a good idea.
Perfect.
Well, have a fabulous summer, and I'll probably connect with you again before too much longer.
I'm sure we will.
Great.
It's great talking to you again.
You bet. Take care.
Okay. Well, that was great. I love what you were sharing about her start putting a garden out. She said, no, I wasn't going to, but now I'm going to. It's quite amazing that I know when you tell this stuff and then you're going, well, I wonder why I'm saying this, but it all works, doesn't it? Well, look, we have one more caller.
Yeah, that is the...
Go ahead.
Okey-dokey.
But that is, that when you're doing a reading, it's like you're telling someone something and you're going, well, I hope this makes sense to them, but this is what, you know, I'm getting. And so, and that's, you know, what we have to go on is our intuitive, you know, things, thoughts that are coming in. Well, Annie wants to ask you something. Let me bring her in here. Hi, Annie.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Pam.
Well, Chris, I really enjoyed the show. What a great show this has been. So I told Pam, I said, I want to ask you something. So I don't have, I'm with Jill. I don't have a specific question. I have a whole lot going on in my life right now. So I was going to see what you saw in my near future.
Okie dokie. Well, first card up, oh my goodness. You're going to be setting some of the things going on in your life aside for a while here because I've got the Eight of Coins coming up. This is a card of the student, so you're going to be going into a learning cycle. And especially I get as we hit, you know, that summer solstice timeline, so June 21st forward, a real speeding up of information coming in, and you're going through some very profound but positive changes. The other card that comes up around you is the Magician, which is the card of the Alchemist, and that's turning lead into gold. So right now you're ready to go through a transformative period and kind of redefine your life, redefine the things that are going on in your life, and figure out, you know, sort things out as to what really is meaningful for you, and put a priority on those things and kind of edit the other stuff out for a while here. Does
wow.
that seem to make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Oh, my. That sounds great, though. Yes. Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting year and a fun year. There are going to be some surprises because some things that you currently are imagining are very important are just going to kind of fizzle out over the course of the year, and new things are going to show up for you that are really, really fun and cool. So expect a big year.
Yay. I'm ready for it. I'm open to receive.
Great.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Well, that was great. Well, we keep getting people calling in. They're starting to listen, and now everybody wants a reading. Chris, I just love everything you're sharing, and I'm so happy to meet you. And of course, we know it's all synchronicity and the way we, you know, I found out about you. And when I first looked at your website, I want everybody to go to Chris's website and check it out. He's at www.onefeatheredjournal.com, and he does a lot of neat things. He's got some great books that you can check out, too, that he's written. And he just has a great presence to you. And again, the reading that you did for me on Sunday, that was wonderful. It was so right on. It just made me feel, I felt better. I just, you know, and that's what we want. We want to know, you know, where we're going, if we're going in the right direction, or do we need to be looking at something else, like that lady telling her that she needs to make her garden, and she said she hadn't planned on it. But it sounds to me like that is important, to get grounded there. Best way to get grounded is dig around the dirt. Well, anyway, we have another caller. Can you take one more? We've got about 10 minutes left. It's Andrew from California. You bring him in.
Hello?
Hey, Chris. It's Andrew. We're Facebook friends. I've talked to you a few times.
Okay.
How are you?
Really good. What's happening, Andrew?
Well, I feel like I've hit a spiritual plateau. Like, all the knowledge that I've gained is, like, now irrelevant or something, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. That's a precursor of how we arrive at that place where we're finally able to release things that we're so attached to that we can't see how it's making us dysfunctional or it's no longer serving us well.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get into that kind of a stagnant mode, and it seems like it's depressing, but we're really not depressed. We're just disengaged, but carrying this corpse of what was going on around behind us.
Yeah.
So it's time for you to bury the corpse. You know, it's like, are you into doing any kind of ritual, personal ritual?
Personal ritual. Well, I've been studying gardening because of my work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dishwasher, but I also water the garden. So I've been studying a lot of botany and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, my inclination would be to find a place. You're, what, in the Russian River area? Is that right?
Yes. The Russian
River. Okay. Okay, well, find a place that's a little bit secluded and close to the river there, and do a journaling thing. Go to that space and make it sacred. Do an invocation. You know, this is my sacred connection to the universe. And then write out whatever it is that flows into your mind. Don't try to specifically think of things, but just as that free play engages and these thoughts start flowing through your mind, jot them down and keep affirming to yourself, this is the old stuff that I'm ready to get rid of. And then when you've done this one or two times and you've got all these papers where you've journaled, you know, these specific things, then do a little sacred ceremony. Take them and wrap them up with some sage or something that, you know, that you feel a connection to, and burn them and release the ashes and dump them in the river, and just, you know, tell yourself, I'm releasing the past. The past is gone. I'm ready to step into a new future, into a new cycle of my life.
Yeah.
Because that's really what you're at. You're right at that stepping off point. And I think that, you know, one of the things, if I remember right, Andrew, I think you're a Sagittarius, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what has happened is good old Saturn has moved into Sag, and it's causing you Sagittarians to have to stop and do some major life review, because Sagittarius is a great teacher, and when it takes an active role in our chart, like right now it's going to be conjuncting your sun, that means it's time for you to do like the final exams. What is it I've learned? What is it I still need to look at? And what is it that I've outgrown and I'm ready to get rid of? So you're at that point of editing out the old stuff and getting rid of the old stuff.
Well, that's good. Yeah, like my landlord, she just, like, did an inspection of our house, and she wants to move in, so I'm going to be moving out of the Russian River area, so I just feel like there's, like, a new beginning, but there's also just a lot of uncertainty around it, and it's mind-blowing.
Well, and there's also a certain amount of grief, you know, I mean, we do have to address major life changes with honoring the fact that, you know, we're a part of us is dying off and is going away. And this causes us to feel a certain amount of grief. But my sense of it is that you may end up taking a little bit of a southwestern direction there. I could see you ending up over in the Santa Cruz region and really having an exciting landing and a new adventure.
Interesting.
So keep
nice.
That open as an option.
All right. Is there any cards that you want to, like, show up? Or?
Yeah, let's take a look at what's going on for you here. Well, we have the Six of Rods, so that is kind of a synopsis of what I was just saying, the victory.
Oh, yeah.
You have gone through that cycle of taking the next big step, and you're ready to step out of the old. Then we have the Three of Swords. You're still mourning the loss of some things and the loss of some friendships and the loss of some of the meaning that you've given to certain things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But that flips over and becomes the Ace of Swords, which is that's coming up actually when the sun's opposing your natal sun. Gemini time is going to be when you really cut your cords to the past and feel yourself like floating out into a new level of life experience, going into a new ocean and floating out in a, you know, in a ship with sails filled with wind.
That's good.
So, yeah, I would say Gemini time is going to be very dynamic for you. But the important thing right now is that you honor the past and release it and do some kind of personal ritual to do that.
All right. Well, thank
great.
You.
Absolutely. You have a great summer, Andrew.
I will.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Well, I think that's great that some of the people from your Facebook page are calling in and recognizing you. And this has been such a great show. You are so good, Chris, and I love everything you're sharing with the people. And it's so uplifting, and, you know, it's positive, and, you know, that's what we all want, you know, and some guidance and good direction. Okay, we've got 3 minutes left before the show is ending, and we have one more person online. Could you answer one question for them if I bring them in?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm just kidding. Definitely we can.
Okay, whatever. Okay, well, even if it goes over, it will be okay. We've got some time here.
Okie dokie.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, it's Steve.
So, Steve, what is going on?
Oh, I think all kinds of things are going on. You know, we got an eclipse coming up here on the 20th, and I already feel my rockets starting to warm up and getting ready to take off, but I thought maybe I'd ask you to see if you can see the same or what's going on.
Well, you know, that's also the equinox. So, and being the spring equinox, that's when you want to get your eggs out of the refrigerator and see if you can balance them. So that would be my first recommendation is get ready for balancing that even period of equal day and equal night. It shows the Wheel of Fortune around you. Nice. You are definitely moving into a new era of your life. You're like, I get this image of you like putting on a new pair of slacks. It's like apparel, the old uniform you've been wearing is ready to be replaced. It shows the Six of Cups, people from the past coming back into your life over this next year, but in a very positive way. I see some old relationships being healed and making some new connections with people that you haven't heard from in a long time. So it is going to be a somewhat nostalgic year in some ways. And then it shows the Nine of Rods, a new sense of foundation, stability, and balance. So you're launching into a year of kind of accelerated growth, but more importantly, resolving a lot of stuff from the past so that you can really be fully invested in creating a bigger vision of your own future. Do you have children?
They're grown, but yeah, two of them.
Okay, yeah, I see them as showing up as almost like new people. It's going to be kind of interesting for you. You're going to be kind of surprised at this shift in consciousness because you're going to see them in a new light, and you're going to realize, you know, for all the stupid things that went on in our lives, these kids turned out really, really good, and I feel really good about that. So a lot of validation coming up for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I told someone just the other day that, they have just turned out to be the greatest two neat people that I've ever known in my life. They're just, they're perfect kids, but they keep amazing me, you know.
Yeah, and that's going to continue because you're really going to see them as being larger than life this year because both of them are taking on new advancements of their own. And so, and I feel like your life is going to be filled with a lot of new possibilities. You're getting close to that point of stepping into your wisdom. You know, we all carry knowledge with us from, you know, last week, last month, last year. But you're finally at that point where you've processed all these events in your life. You finally are able to take the wisdom out of the experiences and share that. So you're coming into that era of having that rite of passage of coming out of knowledge and into wisdom and becoming a wisdom keeper.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Have a great spring.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, Chris, our evening is over with. You did absolutely fantastic. Again, I want to tell everyone to get in touch with you at www.onefeatherjournal.com and to get your information. You have a great website, a lot of really good information on there, too, about your stuff and the American Indian things, too, that you share. So I really enjoyed reading your website. But anyway, is there anything that you would like to say at the end of the show, a thought or something that you would like to put out there?
Well, I think the most important thing is that, you know, on the most fundamental level, to your own self be true. I think that that's really the secret and the key to life is being true to yourself and loving yourself and being able to give yourself, you know, compassion and acceptance and forgiveness. And if you can just, you know, if we could all just collectively focus in on that, the world literally will be transformed overnight. And we are seeing transformation occurring at an accelerated rate. So, you know, it's up to each and every individual to heal by that very simple process of self-love, self-acceptance, and self-forgiveness. So get out there and have fun with it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate you sharing yourself with us this evening, and I will get you back on the show in the real near future. And I hope you have a great evening, and I want to wish everyone a great week, and I will be back here on Monday, next Monday. Annie, did you want to say something?
Thanks so much.
I just would like to say thank you so much, Chris, for the reading, and I know everybody felt really great after you gave us the reading, so I'm looking forward to my future, and I hope you have a wonderful week, too.
Oh, absolutely. You take care and stay dry. I have a feeling there will be one or two more storms come headed your direction.
I think so. I'm hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the snow, so I'm okay with it. I dealt with it.
Great. Well, I'll talk to you soon.